Joint Legislative Budget Committee will begin in 60 seconds. So if those members who are not here can be called so I can establish quorum. The Joint Legislative Budget Committee will now come to order. And in response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public legislators and employees, we will limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidance. And in compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our committee hearings here in the Capitol with some members able to participate remotely. Today, all of our members will be here in the chambers for the hearing room, and there will not be any members participating remotely. To allow public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow. And since this is a meeting where we are in purely organizational, and we are just adopting our rules and our electing our chair and vice chair, we won't be taking public comment. But for individuals who wish to listen to today's proceedings, you can view it on the website, but also you can call in. And I will read a number that you can call in so you can listen to it. And that participant number is 877-226-8152. And the access code is 117-4771. Now, let's see if we have, we're in a position to establish a quorum. Not yet. Well, I will indicate that, as I have said, that our purpose for today is to adopt our committee rules and elect our chair and vice chair. And due to the timing of the hearing and conflicting calendars, we're going to postpone the portion of the hearing that we had initially scheduled, which is a presentation by our legislative analyst, Mr. Pettick, on the role of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee and an overview of it. Instead, we will schedule that discussion for a later time so that we can give that oversight and description the attention it deserves. So let me see if we have a quorum now. We still need two more folks. Huh. Yeah, I think Hans, you have four. Hans, you have four assembly members.
Thank you.
Okay. So we are just waiting for a couple of assembly members in order to establish quorum. And then, as I indicated, we will be, this is just an organizational session, and we'll be voting on adopting the rules and on the election of chair and vice chair. So as soon as we can establish a quorum, we will do that. McCarty. So, Mr. Consultant, if you could. So we will now have the consultant read the rule so that we can establish quorum.
Senator Skinner.
I'm here.
Skinner here. Senator Bates. Senator Caballero. Senator Durazo.
Here.
Durazo here. Senator Laird.
Here.
Laird here. Senator Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen here. Senator Pan.
Here.
Senator Pan here. Senator Portantino.
Here.
Portantino here. Assemblymembers Ting?
Here.
Ting here. Aramula?
Here.
Aramula here. Bloom? Fong?
Here.
Fong here. Assemblymember Garcia?
Here.
Garcia here. Kylie? McCarty?
Here.
Rivas? Oh, sorry. McCarty here. Rivas. Quorum is established.
All right. Now that we have established a quorum, as I indicated, the goal of our hearing today is to organize the committee by adopting our committee rules and electing our chair and vice chair. The first matter of business for the organization is the adoption of the committee rules. The committee last adopted its rules in 2019, and so is this because this is the first year of a two-year session, that is why we are readopting them. There are no changes to the rules before us today. So I would like to see if there's any objection to adopting the committee rules by unanimous consent. Any objection? Seeing none, then the committee rules are adopted by unanimous consent. So now we'll go to the next business of our organizational session, and that is the election of the chair or organizational hearing, excuse me, the election of the chair and the vice chair. And because this is a fiscal committee with responsibilities related to the implementation of the enacted budget, it is a longstanding tradition that the chair of the JLBC is the chair of the Senate Budget Committee, and the chair of the Assembly Budget Committee serves as the JLBC vice chair. So I'd like to see if there is any objection to electing the Senate Budget Committee chair to serve as chair of the JLBC by unanimous consent. Is there any objection to that? Seeing none, then we have elected the chair of the JLBC to the Senate Budget Chair by unanimous consent. So now we'll move to the matter of the election of the vice chair. And as I indicated, the tradition is that the vice chair is the Assembly Budget Committee chair. So is there any objection to electing the Assembly Budget Committee chair as vice chair of the JLBC by unanimous consent? Is there any objection? Seeing none, then our vice chair is the chair of the Assembly Budget Committee, and it is elected. So that was the business for today. And as I indicated, I know a few of you weren't here earlier, we are going to have another committee hearing to hear from the legislative analyst on the history of the JLBC and its purpose. But with that, I thank you for your patience and your cooperation. We've concluded the agenda for today's hearing, and the Joint Legislative Budget Committee is adjourned.